All right, so big breath. And as you exhale, you're physically relaxing and you're thinking and receiving the words, I accept the energy of total love. And I'm going to ask you if you're comfortable to shut your eyes. If you want to leave them open, that's up to you. But I want you to tune in again and feel your frequency. Now again, just play with me. We're just playing. You're safe. There's nothing you got to decide or know or do. We're just playing. Imagine however your mind would like you to imagine. All the little frequencies and vibrations that connect you to everyone, to all time, to all memory, to many alternate realities, to many possibilities. Just imagine that you're always at the center of your perceptions. It's like being at the beach. And if the tide comes in, you can just move your chair. You can't control the tide or the time, but you can move over in frequency and vibration. And when you consciously do that from neutral, you'll find that it's easier to let negative emotion just be a vibration running through you. So imagine with me if you would. But an old fear or an old resentment or any name you want to give this old stinky emotion, imagine that you felt it in your heart. Like a tightness. And maybe from it you feel like you want to cry. Or you feel the heat of anger. Or all of it. But imagine with me, just because we're playing now, that you didn't need a story. You could just see it as emotion. It's like the tide coming in. You could see it, you could witness it, and stay in your observing role. You could pretend you're so highly evolved that you thank it and bless it. And even as you're aware of this energy twisting and turning and pushing and stretching, so uncomfortable in your heart, that in your mind you're safe. In your frequency you're safe. You know that's just one little energy moving through. Or maybe it is like a tidal wave. And maybe you could say that's okay, because it will always pass. Maybe you would see it like a disruption in frequency. Maybe you could visualize it in color, or like some kind of technical device showing you the frequency in the waves. And maybe it's jagged, or colorful, or harsh. Maybe you just stay out of the story for a minute and observe it as energy and let it go. And say, yeah, this doesn't feel good, but so what? There's so many good things on this planet and there's so much more for me to do. And then maybe you could even play in gratitude that you're conscious and that you are leaving an energetic trail for others, as others before us have left for us. Maybe you could say, what an honor and a privilege to witness this energy, that I'm the alchemist, that this is the alchemy I've always read about, that I can have no attachment to this kind of energy moving through me, because I know I'm about to refill my entire being with a higher resonance. Now taking another big breath. And flooding your body with gratitude for all that you've known and all that you've chosen and all that you've learned. Maybe even stretching a little bit more. What are you capable of if you gave up all attachment to suffering? if there was pleasure in having preference, maybe you could just stretch a little bit to imagining that you're here to learn how to play at a much higher level just for the sheer pleasure of it, and that it's a worthy endeavor. And imagine your heart space getting just a little bit bigger. Imagine your body feeling spacious. Imagine your mind feeling spacious. Because you don't need story anymore. You could literally learn how to create from preference. And now feel your frequency having heard those words. Taking a big breath and coming back to me now. Okay, how we doing?
Better than when I came in here.
It's a fun idea, isn't it? I like the tidal wave story. Yeah, the tide comes in, just move. So if you were to play with this neutral, high frequency, swing it back to negative, because you've plenty of memories you can do that with. You know what that feels like. And become aware of your body. Then when you're having stinky energy, as we call it in our family, stinky energy of any kind, slamming through you in some uncomfortable way, you don't have to immediately look for what do I need to heal, what do I need to fix, what am I doing wrong, why haven't I gotten this yet, man, this is taking a long time, oh, I'm having a bad day. You could just drop all that and say, whoa, look at that, how do I shift back to neutral? And start from neutral, wouldn't that be a cool way to go? You will definitely find that you're smarter. You will quickly get back to clarity, even when you're in a lot of chaos.